Welcome back to the podcast. I've got another short, sharp, and who am I kidding? I'm going to ramble at some point, but I'm going to keep this episode under 15 minutes. So if you're on your morning walk, your commute to work, or you're just waiting for your very slow kettle to boil, then you can listen to this episode. First and foremost, a quick word from our sponsors. I'm joking. Obviously, I don't have a sponsor, but if you haven't subscribed or followed the podcast yet, then please make sure you do that. Because the last thing I want is for you to miss an episode. And that's probably the last thing you want as well. So you can save us both a ton of stress by hitting that like, follow, subscribe, whatever it says button. And if you're the sort of person like me who hates being told what to do, then don't press it. Don't press it. Don't press that like, follow button. Avoid it at all costs. I dare you. Do not press it. Okay. If you hate being told what to do not press it. Anyway, plug over. Let's get back to the episode. Today, I was going to say we're talking about strength, but we're not talking about strength. I'm not here today to sell you on strength. I'm going to assume you know how awesome getting stronger is, how awesome it feels, how fantastic it is for your body. Like, cool, fantastic. You have probably hit a PB at some point, whether that's more weight on the bar, more repetitions, doing new exercise. And so you remember that feeling, that sense of accomplishment. Fantastic. Don't have to sell you on getting stronger then. Done. What I am going to sell you on today, though, is how you go about measuring your strength, because this is something that I believe genuinely matters. And I see this having a potential negative impact down the line as people progress. Our metrics, our KPIs, whatever we're monitoring, whatever we're measuring, they sort of nudge us in a specific direction. They give us accountability and they give us something to focus on. If you are tracking scale weight, that's all you're tracking, that will become your main driver. That will become your measuring stick for progress. Have you lost weight? If all you're measuring is your VO2 max or your 5K time, then that becomes the ultimate, yardstick for moving in the right direction. There are so many ways to go about measuring strength, to bring this back on topic. But the mistake I see people making time and time again is they only measure strength based on their one rep maxes. Strength is something you measure with your bench press, your squat, and your deadlift, and only by the heaviest single rep you can do. And if you're a powerlifter, that's cool. That's your sport. That's what you have to do. But if you're not a powerlifter and you've got aspirations other than just being as strong as you fucking can be with a barbell, then you could probably do with avoiding one rep max testing, because it doesn't tell you as much as other things might. And I'll give you a really obvious example. I would much rather most people track something like their chin-up strength, because here's what getting stronger at a bench press tells me. It tells me you got stronger at a bench press. It doesn't tell me anything about your body composition. It doesn't tell me anything about your fitness, your muscular endurance. It doesn't tell me much other than that you put more weight on a barbell. So you might have put on 50 pounds of body weight and you will bench more because of that, because that's why there are weight classes in strength sports. But if you didn't want to put on 50 pounds of body weight, but you did it because all you're measuring is bench press, then you're probably not going to feel super pumped by that. You'll just feel like you've taken three or four big steps back in order to accomplish a goal which didn't matter to you that much in the first place. With a chin-up, if you get better at chin-ups, if you go from doing zero to one chin-up, or one chin-up to 10 chin-ups, or you do your first weighted chin-up, that can tell us pretty confidently that you've probably improved your body composition. Because if you are lighter, if you've lost body fat, you will find chin-ups easier. You'll do more, or you'll do one better. It tells me that you've probably put on some muscle mass in your upper body, that you've gotten stronger across your grip strength, your bicep strength, your back strength, your core strength. There are so many things that a chin-up tells us that a bench press doesn't. And that is why your metrics matter. It's easy to fall into the pit of thinking, right, I want to get stronger. I'm going to test my deadlift for one reps. And it's fine. But if that's all you're measuring, you are going to miss out on a ton of other feedback and stuff that probably means more to you. Here's the thing I want you to remember. You probably didn't start this journey to deadlift a one rep max or to improve your one rep max back squat. Otherwise, you'd just be a powerlifter. Like, you literally, that's just all that matters to you. Fine, go and be a powerlifter. Yes, you wanted to be stronger, but it wasn't for the sake of getting stronger. It was probably because You want to feel more confident within your body that you can go and accomplish tasks which you currently can't. You maybe wanted to drop some inches off your waist and lose some unwanted pounds, so you felt a bit more confident in your body, so you were a bit fitter, so that you weren't getting so out of breath all the time. Like, there are reasons why we start this process and why we stick to this process that matter to us. And your deadlift doesn't tell you that, and it doesn't indicate whether you're actually moving in the right direction. It just tells you whether you're deadlifting more weight or whether you're bench pressing more weight. Now, as part of a broad number of metrics, it's fine. Like, I have clients who measure their 3 rep max bench press, their 3 rep max deadlift, but it's not all they measure. We're also measuring scale weight, body tape measurements, body weight exercises, fitness exercises. Because if someone adds 10 kilos to their deadlift and adds 5 kilos of body weight, and one of their most important goals is that they want to change their body compositions, they feel a bit more confident in their skin, they want to maybe lose a little bit of weight for whatever reason that might be, then I can see and they can see that we kind of have gone in the wrong direction. Like, yeah, we've gotten stronger, but we've had to compromise on something else. And we've had to maybe compromise on something that really matters to people. And so that's why how you measure strength matters. If you pick the wrong metric when it comes to your strength progress, you will compromise somewhere else and you will sacrifice something that actually means more to you. Deadlifting a heavier 1 rep max is cool, but it's probably not as cool to you as some other things that matter a whole lot more. Being able to do more push-ups, being able to do more chin-ups, smashing a fitness test, even doing higher rep work is probably going to give you a better indicator of the sort of progress you are after. And so that's my big message today. Before you decide that you have to measure your strength via a 1 rep max, have a little think about what it is that actually means the most to you. If you are competing in powerlifting or you want to become a powerlifter, cool, crack on, go and do that. That's fine. This isn't the podcast for you, and my Instagram page isn't the page for you. I don't coach powerlifters, okay? Like, your sport is getting better at 1 rep maxes on bench press, squat, and deadlift, fine. But for everyone else, the path is fairly obvious to me. If all you're doing to measure your progress in the gym is tracking your 1 rep maxes, you will inevitably compromise somewhere else. You'll compromise on body composition. You'll compromise on your fitness. You'll compromise on your mobility, on your movement quality. You will have to somewhere, because something has to give in all of those 1 rep maxes to get better. So you can choose better metrics. You can choose metrics which give you a better indication that you are moving in the right direction. A fitness test, an AMRAP test, the ability to do push-ups and chin-ups, bodyweight exercises. Like I said, if you are losing body fat and maintaining or building muscle and getting stronger, you will do more chin-ups, or you will go from not being able to do a single chin-up to being able to do your first chin-up, or being able to do a bodyweight chin-up to a weighted chin-up. Like, that's still strength progression, but it's also telling us that you aren't putting on unwanted weight. You aren't losing fitness. You're building strength across multiple areas. So have a think when you go about setting yourself these metrics. Don't just measure it for the sake of measuring it. Don't just measure it because, well, that's what people do when they measure strength. Like, yeah, a lot of people do a lot of stupid shit. Take a little bit of time and think, okay, so I achieve this particular goal, or this particular metric improves. Is that actually improving my quality of life? Am I achieving what I genuinely want to achieve? Or am I just measuring something and trying to get better at it for the sake of getting better at it? This would apply on a fitness sense as well. If you want to be a little bit fitter, but you're a big guy and you've got no interest in running marathons, then your 10K running time is probably a bit of a shitty metric to measure yourself by, okay? Unless you want to genuinely be a good runner and you're kind of built for fast running times, it's not a great measure, because you will probably have to give up a lot and compromise on a lot in order to get better at that 10K. It's the same thing. So, really quick episode for you today. If you want to know the sort of metrics that I use with my clients, just let me know. If you want me to come up with some, we put our heads together and come up with some metrics for you that you can use right now, just DM me and I'll be happy to help. That's the episode. Less than 15 minutes, less than 10 minutes. No excuse for not subscribing and listening. How could you not want to listen to this? Bite-sized, valuable. Well, I was doing so well. Bite-sized, valuable knowledge bombs in less than 10 minutes. That should be my tagline.